why don't we call the meeting to order for the Technical Advisory Committee. So first would be the approval of the minutes. Hopefully everybody has had an opportunity to review the minutes. If so, I would entertain a motion to accept.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They are approved. Let's look at Pam, project update.
City of Evansville projects, Covert Avenue Road Diet. Funding has been authorized, the federal funding has been authorized for the right-of-way acquisition. The Evansville sign inventory and replacement, phase three. Final tracings were submitted to NDOT for review and comment. And this is one of the last steps before it goes to letting. Vandenberg County projects, Columbia Delaware Bridge. A constructability review was completed by NDOT, the consultant, and the county on April 5th. Any revisions that had been requested have been made, and they've been submitted to NDOT. Green River Road, Kansas Road to Boonville, New Harmony, under construction. Gas main relocation and the electric relocations are finished. WOW and AT&T relocations are continuing. The contractor has started on the ditch work. Wart County Project, Bell Road, right-of-way acquisition is ongoing with 51 of 67 parcels secured. Oak Grove Road, Phase 3, the corridor is expected to be open to traffic in October of this year. And for the City of Henderson Projects, Green River Road Sidewalk Extension, Integrated Engineering has been selected to perform the design work.
Any comments, questions, or anything in the update? Thank you, Pam. New business, Matt, the public hearing for Metz Heart and MPO grant applications. This is just informational, correct?
Yep, this is. The 2019 grant applications, there's a public notice put in the newspaper, the Courier and the Gleaner for the 15-day comment period, which ends today. And so this is the public hearing for those three grant applications. So if there's any questions, we can take that now. We do have someone from ARC here if there are any questions. We're opening it to the public for any comments about these three grant applications.
Any specific comments, grant applications? Do you have a sense of how many comments have been presented so far?
We typically don't get any. We do a good job and nobody has questions.
Well, sure, absolutely. That's it. Keep thinking that. Okay. Thank you. That was just informational. Thank you very much. Pam, next is the TIP amendments, and we're requesting an approval for this, correct?
For the amendments, correct.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
NDOT has asked us to add a statewide helpers program. This is a program that's provided by LTAP, and what LTAP does is they'll go out and they'll help locals do safety analysis on if they have a prospective project. They've asked us to add the preliminary engineering in 2020 at a total of about $1.2 million. PE costs will be funded with 90% Federal Highway Safety Improvement Program funds and 10% match. The second is operating assistance for SIDC. That's Southern Indiana Development Commission, correct? I believe. And what this is operating assistance for transit, and SIDC covers the transit for their region, which includes Warwick County.
It's not technically the region, but they're doing this for Warwick County.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so because it's federal money that's coming to Warwick County, it has to be in our document.
Right.
So we're adding that information to the TIP.
Any questions, comments on that? Yeah.
On the first one, it says cost to complete outside the TIP period. What does that mean?
That means that there's additional funding. So our TIP period covers a four-year time frame.
Right.
And so there's additional funding that they've got in the program outside that four-year time frame that's left over to be used. So
okay, it's still built into the 90 and the 10.
It will, if it's used, it will be a 90-10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other additional questions? This is an action item, so we'll need to entertain a motion. Is there a motion as such?
I'll make a motion.
Second? Any additional discussion? If not, would entertain, signify by saying aye. Opposed? It is approved. The next one, Pam, is just is tip modifications, but this is just informational, correct?
Just informational, that's correct. So the first one is some tip modifications from Metz. And what we're doing here is just revising the fiscal year 2019 numbers in the current tip to align with the grant application that Matt just spoke of. So it's just minor revisions to the numbers so that it aligns up with the grant. Okay. Then the second one is similar. The city of Henderson has requested a modification to the funding as listed in the tip for the Wathen Lane Bridge. That project went to letting. There was a cost difference in what it was let for versus what was in the tip. Plus, they want to use some TA money, Transportation Alternatives money, on the project as well, so we needed to make those modifications to the tip.
Okay. Full disclosure, I do not own that bridge, even though it's my last. Really don't want it?
I know, really tied in.
I don't want to own any bridges, especially over New Harmony, so that's all right. Okay. So, and that is just informational, and that's not real estate, just informational there. Okay, is there other business in front of us? This could be a relatively short meeting if they come in. And then, any other business? Any public comments?
Yes, I'd like the state to answer. They've ground half the sidewalk away on the overpass on Pigeon Creek and the railroad there. And it's a hazard going west because the highway narrows. They've got a warning thing up there, but it's still a hazard. Are they going to bring, they've ground the sidewalk away on halfway on each side. Is the state going to complete that, or what are they doing? It's been that way for almost a year.
Yeah, they shoot the rock with the sidewalk reconstructed.
Are they going to reconstruct it or tear it out?
They're going to reconstruct it. Put it back where it was before.
Okay. Thank you.
And you're shooting for August in that regard?
I'm shooting for August. As of right now.
Pray for weather.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely weather dependent.
Absolutely. And will that that also impacts the off ramp there in Fulton as well? Is that still closed?
If it's part of that project, they should be shooting rocks.
Okay.
So yes, if it's closed, it'll be open. If it's part of another project, I'm not sure.
I think it's part of the same project, isn't it?
I would imagine.
Yeah. Any other business?
I just have a quick comment.
Sure.
KYTC is asking us to pass this information along. These are University of Louisville is doing a survey on autonomous vehicle, and we would appreciate if you take that survey and you pass it along to others that you know they're interested.
Is this just for, are they doing this just for Kentucky residents, or are they doing it for just as Kentucky?
But yeah, it says Kentucky, but it's really not. They're just gathering information.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did look at the survey. You can put your zip code in, so they'll be able to know.
They'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
So it's just a Survey Monkey kind of thing?
I did the, I took the survey also. It's very good survey, okay. And it's more of an educational survey than it is just a survey.
Is there an electronic version of this?
Yes, it is. We can send it out. Yes.
Yeah, what we might want to do, if anybody in particular, I know organizations such as ours, we have a fairly substantial list that we send out. Directors, and you, if you want to be able to do that very thing, just be able to electronically send it out to people.
We'll send it to you.
Okay. Sounds great. Any additional public comments? If not, would entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
So moved.
All in favor? Opposed? It is adjourned. A quick one today. Appreciate it. Thanks, everyone.
You.